Silicon Valley and some of its most identifiable companies and leaders have hit the highest highs in high tech. Profits have been dramatic, and venture capitalists are always looking for the next big thing. But just as there was the dreaded tech bubble more than 15 years ago, companies like Google and Facebook, and outside of California, Amazon, are facing another dramatic challenge. This time it's from elected officials worried about their growing power, which some have labeled monopolistic. William Kristol, founder of the Weekly Standard, is co-founder of the New Center Project. Earlier this month, the group released specific policy recommendations focused on the U.S. economy, and Silicon Valley and its dominance received some of the attention. And William Kristol is with me. Bill Kristol, is this mostly based on the monopolistic concerns about the tech industry, or more about how certain companies like Facebook have delved more deeply into politics?
You know, it's a good question, and I think for different people, different concerns are primary. I do think the political side, obviously, is what has captured headlines and legitimate concerns about what's going on with dark, you know, black ads or dark ads or whatever you want to call them, or fake news on Facebook and to some degree on the other social media networks. For me, at least, in terms of just my own interest in it, it was more on the monopoly side, the antitrust side, just the power of these corporations. I hadn't really focused on it. I like, you know, Amazon, Facebook, Google, I use them all, and, you know, what's not to like? They're fantastic American success stories. And then at some point you look up and you realize, you read a couple articles and you realize the share they have of their relevant, you know, business, let's say. Obviously that's complicated, depends on how you define the business, but they have something close to monopoly power, and then you think about it a little more and you realize, yeah, I mean, isn't this what people were always concerned about in a democracy, and if you care about free markets, you don't want, you know, kind of monopoly power squelching innovation.
Do you think to this point Silicon Valley had been sort of treated with kid gloves when it came to this, that if it had been maybe different sorts of companies, they may have been focused on a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, A, everyone respects the achievements of these companies, and everyone uses their products with great and is happy to do so, mostly, and it's a huge American success story. It's an area where we lead the rest of the world, which isn't the case in everything else, right? So, and I want to make clear that whatever criticism one might want to make or whatever policies one might want to look at in terms of antitrust or other things and curbing some of the power of Facebook or Google or Amazon or the others, I mean, it doesn't mean that they've even done anything wrong. It just means that they've grown so strong and so big and so powerful that it's a public policy matter one might want to deal with it. But one can admire these companies at the same time as one thinks, gee, maybe they've gotten a little too big and a little too powerful for our comfort in a democracy and in terms of free markets.
Do you think in the current age we're in, at least with the Trump administration, that it is harder to have a substantive policy discussion even on an issue like this, because people's politics can be so scattered and so much is about what the president's tweeting and that kind of thing?
You know, I'm struck how hard it is these days to have just a normal policy discussion about anything, in a way, because everything becomes a culture war. Everything becomes, where do you stand on Trump? Everything becomes a kind of symbolic, you know, socioeconomic conflict. But I actually think it would be healthy if we got back to having normal policy debates, in which we don't accuse other people of bad faith, in which we don't accuse the people we're thinking of regulating of bad faith, incidentally, necessarily, or of bad motives. We just say, let's try to figure out what are sensible public policies in these areas. You would do that to some degree in tax policy. We still realize that people of goodwill can differ about what the best marginal tax rate is for this income bracket or the right way to treat capital gains or, you know, and so forth. Antitrust policy, concentration of power, isn't that different. It's a legitimate issue for public policy to discuss. I think the problem has been that liberals see something like Facebook or Google and they just think, whoa, government to the rescue. Conservatives see it and say, hey, markets are working, no problem. The truth's got to be somewhere in between, I think.
With the New Center Project that you're involved in, did it feel like what happened last year was as wild and impactful, and that's almost what makes something the New Center Project that much more vital right now? Or did you think that things were evolving or devolving in that direction anyway?
You know, I think in retrospect, you might be able to see an evolution or see that certain things were happening that laid the groundwork for 2016, which in turn laid the groundwork for someone like me getting more interested in something like the New Center Project. But I would say, personally, the shock of 2016 has forced me, at least, to rethink. I don't think it's a healthy situation when, you know, we have a president like Donald Trump for various reasons. And I'm not happy about the Democratic Party that's moving in a Bernie Sanders direction, 45% of American voters in the primaries voted for either Trump or Sanders. That shows huge discontent with the establishments of both parties. I think some of that discontent is unwarranted. Some of it has led to, could lead to policies that will do even more damage than perhaps the failed policies of the establishments of both parties. But it's foolish not to rethink. It's foolish to say, well, everything's fine. Let's just go back to business as usual. Let's imagine we could just go back to 2015. That's not going to happen. So I think it's a moment of great fluidity in American politics, of great uncertainty. And it's a good chance, actually, to rethink a lot of policy issues and to see whether maybe on some issues, even though there's been such partisan sort of gridlock for years, whether you could have some centrist efforts that they could be, you could get something like consensus on, or at least general area of consensus. You could still argue about details, and improve policies in some areas. It's clear people don't think the country's in great shape. They don't think everything's going well. People who are involved in policy formation have an obligation to look at the problems people see out there. And I do think, to get back to our original topic, I think concentration of power and as well as income and wealth inequality is one problem. People have a sense that there are these massive corporations that are, you know, that they're just tiny little cogs in the wheel or tiny players just sort of at their mercy. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's always been that way. Maybe it's not really a problem. In some ways, the Internet, Google, Amazon are incredibly empowering for individuals and families and communities. And that's great, incidentally. I do not think these are things we should be embarrassed about in America in 2017, these corporations. I think in many ways they're a great tribute to America of the last 10, 20, 30 years. But there are problems, there are unintended consequences, and that's what I think maybe now we can sort of have a serious discussion about how to deal with those.
William Kristol is founder of the Weekly Standard, also co-founder of the New Center Project. Mr. Kristol, thanks for talking today.
My pleasure.